And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 15th of October, 2013. It's the birthday of the writer who gave this advice: always get to the dialogue as soon as possible. I always feel the thing to go for is speed. Nothing puts the reader off more than a great slab of prose at the start. I think the success of every novel, if it's a novel of action, depends on the high spots. The thing to do is to say to yourself, which are my big scenes, and then get every drop of juice out of them. P.G. Woodhouse, Pelham Grenville Woodhouse, born Guildford, England, 1881. His father worked in Hong Kong. His mother traveled back and forth, so the boy was raised by a series of aunts. Got a job as a bank clerk, started writing humorous stories and poems. First came to the United States to cover a boxing match and fell in love. Woodhouse said, being in America was like being in heaven without going to all the bother and expense of dying. Moved to Greenwich Village, 1909, started to write stories for the Saturday Evening Post about an imaginary cartoonish England, very polite but stupid aristocrats like Bertie Wooster, who was looked after by his butler Jeeves. P.G. Woodhouse, who wrote more than 100 books. It's the birthday of a great radio announcer, Bob Trout, the newscaster, born in Wake County, North Carolina, 1909. Wanted to be a writer someday, like his hero Jack London. Worked at various odd jobs, winding up at a radio station, WJSV, which was bought by CBS, and then Robert Trout moved to New York, joined Edward R. Murrow in the CBS newsroom. He became famous for his ability to improvise during major news events. He got the nickname the Iron Man. During the Allied invasion of Normandy, he began broadcasting at 3 in the morning, didn't stop for more than 7 hours. It was Robert Trout who announced the official end of World War II to Americans. And when in April 1945 he got the news of Franklin D. Roosevelt's death, he interrupted a broadcast and delivered an impromptu 25-minute tribute to Roosevelt without any notes and any advance work. He was a formal radio announcer, dressed in tailored three-piece suits, wore a hat out of doors, and tipped it whenever he passed a woman. And it's the birthday of Italo Calvino, born in Santiago de Las Vegas, Cuba, 1923, to Italian parents. Joined the Italian resistance during World War II, afterward moved to Turin, and found a community of novelists and tried to write realistic novels, politically committed novels, and then decided rather than trying to write the book he thought he ought to write, he would write the book, the sort of book that he himself would want to read. And those were novels that combined fantasy and reality, including The Baron in the Trees and If on a Winter's Night a Traveler. Here's a poem for today by William Blake, The Garden of Love. I went to the Garden of Love and saw what I never had seen. A chapel was built in the midst where I used to play on the green. And the gates of this chapel were shut, and Thou Shalt Not writ over the door. So I turned to the Garden of Love that so many sweet flowers bore. And I saw it was filled with graves and tombstones where flowers should be. And priests in black gowns were walking their rounds and binding with briars my joys and desires. The Garden of Love by William Blake. That's the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily online workouts are designed to improve memory and attention and are dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.